KKCEF Mobile.
Good morning, KK4NXT.
Yeah.
How about you?
Not too bad, can't complain. Just looking forward to the class I got this morning.
Uh-oh, what kind of class you got?
A touchy-feely class, kind of, you know, about, I don't know what they got. This is really weird. This is about, you know, being a leader and, you know, I don't know. It's really weird.
Who, Jocko Wilkins is?
Sound familiar right off the top of my head?
And just punch in Jocko. That spelled just like it sounds. I think it's J-O-C-K-O. He'll come up. But he's a retired Navy SEAL commander. And he's got several books out, but he's got a book out called Extreme Ownership. You ought to get that. That is an incredible book that will revolutionize your management skills. It's all about management.
Yeah, this one's more of a, I mean, you know, you got a different generation that's coming in, so they want you to be more in tune with them. And, you know, the bad part is for me, and some of it I already do, like I already go talk to my people and I ask them how they're doing and stuff like that. You know, I try to keep up with them. And you got other managers that don't. You know, they could give a crap less. And their only interaction is usually when somebody did something wrong. So, I don't know. It just, I don't feel that I get as much out of it. But, yet, you know, I try to pay attention and maybe I can pick up some tidbits. But, you know, the exercises and stuff we do, some of it's just like, come on, I don't want to do this.
Start hugging people, that's probably where I draw the line, but the premise of his book is that there are no bad teams, there are only bad leaders, and if your team is failing, it's because of the leader, and it really causes you to look to yourself. It's more about you than it is, you know, the people on your team. Now, he deals with people on your team, too, because sometimes there's, you know, if somebody's not going to own up to what they do, they need to leave. But, you know, it's just got some super good principles in it. Our entire management team is reading it, and we're going through it once a week. We're having little study sessions on it, and it has already made a major difference.
Good, and I agree with that completely. I mean, because, I don't know, you can't just write everybody up and get your way. I mean, you got to lead people.
Good golly, I don't know about those touchy-feely meetings.
Which, they, you know, they said in this one, some people would cry. So I think I got through that one and nobody cried, so that was good, you know. And I think a lot of it, like they had us write down a timeline of your life. So you had to have good and bad events and stuff like that. So that's probably where a lot of the crying came in if anybody was doing it. Cause, you know, you start rehashing bad stuff in your past to help form who you are. You know, I can see where that might pull on the heartstrings.
Yeah, some of that stuff would be private.
I can see that. I guess it just depends on whether you wanted to share it or not.
Most people put that out on Facebook anyway, I guess.
Absolutely. Guess this weekend?
I got company this weekend. I'm not going to make it. I've always got something going on. I mean, I've got a bunch of people coming over tonight. St. Patrick's. I got to go over to some people's house Friday night. Yesterday, I had off. And, man, I just blobbed out. I just wiped out from work. I got a couple things done, but not anything to brag about. But I did some reading and took
take it easy.
Understand that. Dang, I went to bed at 9. It was a little after 9 last night. That's not normal for me. Most time I'm up to about 10, 30, 11, pushing 12 o'clock.
You do it.
Punishment. I don't know. I guess I just hate for the day to end.
Mike, there's enough time in the day.
I was playing on the radio, sitting at the computer desk, and I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to go sit down on the couch. And it probably went 30 minutes later. I was about to fall asleep. So I went on.
In bed pretty early. I mean, early.
Usually, I get home after 6. And, you know, you get a couple hours, spend some time with the family. I just hate not, you know, eating supper and then going laying down. I just never been in the habit of it. But I've always been a night owl, too, so it's hard for me to just go on to sleep. Most of the time I'll be wanting to do something, or, you know, nowadays you can watch YouTube or whatever, and that just keeps you occupied.
I cannot eat and go straight to bed. That messed me up. I got to have several hours before I go to bed. So here last week, week 4, I was coming in and I was trying to get to bed about 7 o'clock, sometimes 6:30. That's had long days, man. Long, busy, super busy days.
Imagine. You're staying busy, though.
Yeah, that is a good point. Just, you know, when you're busy, it creates its own problems. But I think we got a good crew in there now, so we're working.
The downside is a lot of days, like with COVID and shoot, now this whole situation in Ukraine and the supply chain and everything else, it's just like, it's hard to keep a business going a lot of times.
We had a guy come by and repair our refrigeration reclaim service machine. That eat, you know, most of their business is with 3- and 4-bay shops. And he said they're going out of business. He said left and right. He said there's a bunch of them closed.
I've not been able to get help because, I don't know, you'd think with gas prices and everything the way they were, people try to keep their car going because it's just too expensive to go get another one now.
Biggest thing, I'm a firm believer in that. Nobody is coming into the main, you know, the truck repair sector. These people don't want to get their hands dirty.
I do that. I mean, you get a few good ones here and there, but man, you got to go through quite a few.
Good one, about 1 every 20.
Or from what everybody else is doing, I mean. Yours is probably a lot more specific, so that might be why you go through more, but, man, I got some now. I mean, I've barely been able to get them to learn a job, and, you know, most of our jobs are not that complicated. It's just getting a routine down and learning it, but you get some come in within a couple of days, they're ready to run something, and I got these two right now, and I've almost got rid of them, and they're just barely getting by.
Back in late January, best thing I ever done.
Sometimes it's what you gotta do.
One of them had it coming for about a year, and I changed his job description, and he did really good, man. He became a doggone outstanding employee, but he learned how to manipulate the system. And he became just absolutely useless, and he was getting with the other guys and stirring up contentions with the company, and oh my word, dude, just making stuff up. I couldn't take it anymore.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Morning again.
Toxic people, man. You almost got to get rid of them because they'll just drag the team down.
We the things in Jocko's book, Extreme Ownership, is that the lowest performance that you're willing to accept becomes the highest standard. And, man, just regretted kicking myself. I'm glad I did it, but I was regretting not doing it a year prior to that.
I can believe that, because, I mean, definitely other people see it, and they start wondering why they got to do so much. It can definitely drag your other 80% down if you got that 10% on the bottom.
Go jump in there.
It said that 20% of your people cause 80% of your problems.
True. Ham Fest this weekend?
Thank you. I'm going to hold on to my money right now, see what's going to happen.
I probably won't buy a radio or anything. I might take enough to buy something, but, you know, you can always buy little odds and ends and coax bits and everything else.
Yeah, you just tell them what they can do with their job.
There are kind of restrictions on them down there, are they?
Restrictions are just this stupid. She's the only one that cares, and you're working with a bunch of young kids that don't care and don't show up and are hours late and everything. And somebody called in a lunch order at 9 o'clock. Six plates, all paying with all different cards. And you got to write all that down, and then you got to remember to put it in when it's time. And, you know, you get busy, and you got a long line of, you know, 25 people that are trying to check out and everything. And the owner was, you know, yelling at her and screaming at her, and she went off on him.
In fact, is that what Mike was saying earlier? That's about the leadership that you have there. I mean, you see that a lot, because you'll go to some place and, you know, there's a bunch of people standing in line, but then nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's, you know, stepping in and saying, all right, let's do this to get it done and pull the team together. They're just letting it go and letting these kids run these places and just do whatever. If she decides to do something different, it shouldn't be too hard to find something.
She's only like a little over a year away from being able to go at, what, 62 and a half?
I'd retire at 62.
I need to set up an appointment with those people and sit down and discuss some things. And that, but damn, you probably still can't get in down there.
Well, off making a phone call. I mean, I've called the Social Security office, and they'll tell you what you would be expecting to receive and when you could receive it.
You get them in the mail like what, every 4 or 5 years or whatever, tells you what you're going to get if you go at this time, and that's considering that you continue to make X amount and everything. And it just is, yeah, I got one of those. And then I have to look and see if it says 62 and a half.
I see 9 and a half you can access 401k money, or either Roth. I think it was Roth.
During COVID, I accessed a bunch of it, and I just did everything that I was gonna do when I retired. I just did it early. This morning, KN4 TFW.
Damn, the headlights went out on this Prius.
It ain't even gonna get daylight till what, 7:30?
Well, I'm moving. I mean, I'm still rolling, but I got coming down the road, and then bam, all my lights went out. And what happened is, well, it's a long story, but my right headlights always work. My left is on a ballast. The bulb is good, but the ballast doesn't stay on long. So when my right headlight went out, my left, of course, was out. Headlights off, flip them right back on, that light will come on for just a few minutes. And so I've just been eking my way into work.
Ready to work on it for you when you get there.
Yeah, if I can ever find a mechanic, my wife keeps telling me that.
Hey, but my heater works.
Beat that thing in?
Yeah, I did. I went up to Tennessee to visit a friend, and after I'd set my wife's car on fire that weekend, and so I thought, you know, that valve's in the car, I'm going to put it in. And it took two of us to do it. But, yeah, I got it in. It's working good.
Didn't show his car on fire.
Oh, wow. That's a story in and of itself, my friend. Flames were flying and she was yelling.
Out before it burned it up?
I got it out. I had to run into the house and run upstairs to get a fire extinguisher. I'm going to keep one downstairs by the basement door from here on out. But I got three fire extinguishers and they're all upstairs. So anyway, I ran up, got a fire extinguisher. I put it out, but it's got plastic hanging out of the bottom of it where it's melted. I got the car running again. I've just got to order those plastic pieces up underneath it. They're not major issues.
Driver to be okay?
I did, and she had trouble with it and had to bring it back to the house, but I finally got it cleared up. No, I got the car running since then. This happened a couple weeks ago. I got the car running. She's running it. It runs good.
Hurt.
Anybody didn't get hurt.
Okay, there's some other story there then, huh?
That frying pan on the back of my head, I'd say I was in that hurt category. I had put some bad gas. I had a can of gas there, 5 gallons of gas. She had filled it up to 3/4 of a tank. I figured, man, this stuff's a year old. I'm just going to put it in there. And I put it in there, and it didn't run. It ran for half a mile, went down on me. I had to get her to come get me, and I took her back home. And her and another guy, they pulled the truck back up to the house, and then I had to pump all the fuel out, put new fuel in, then get that thing primed, had to drive it about 10 or 15 miles to get it to start running good.
I don't know, explain how it caught on fire.
I knew that I needed to get some of the fuel out of the head. And the fuel rail, so I used ether to try to crank that thing. I was running it on ether. And, you know, so I sprayed one can in there, and that thing still wouldn't start. I sprayed two cans in there, and it kind of acted like it was going to start. And on the third can, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it backfired or what. That sucker exploded. It had start fluid had started collecting in the air box, intake air box, and was dripping down into something that was holding it down underneath the battery out of that water drain duct feel looking valve. And man, that stuff went off.
They call them accidents.
973, y'all have a good one. KO4CF, I'm gonna head on into work. Y'all be safe out there. I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoy that Thursday meeting, KM4PSW.
Nate, running late. All right, you guys have a great day. 73s, KK4NXZ.
KO4HKX. On the road since 5 o'clock, but I was in a black hole, so I just let y'all talk and out until I got out the other side.
I knew it was your rear day, and you were usually early, but I figured you were in a black hole, and then Mike couldn't reach the other repeater.
Y'all were having a conversation, and I wasn't going to interrupt. In there?
I was 8-2.
Well, this morning, and no response, so I didn't know.
But today, several times, and there wasn't nobody out there.
To be honest with you, the repeater's been really quiet during the day, too.
Conditions picked up?
I think they have.
But he is.
And what are you doing this weekend?
The works. Saturday afternoon, and so probably do a little bit of a yard work. I need to finish filling on that raised garden bed that I was working on. Maybe find some mulch. My sister said I could borrow her trailer, and so may do that. No real plans.
I was going to see if you want to ride over to the ham fest.
For right now and see what's happening with the economy.
Understand. Andrew's gone. He's taking his family, or I'd ride with him, but I don't have anybody to ride with me, so I probably won't go either.
Off Nick the next weekend, and she's about to tell him what they can do with that job of hers.
$25 an hour.
Yeah, it is. They expect everybody to be able to climb on top of a 10-foot ladder and put all the displays up on there and tote 50 pounds and unload the truck.
I don't know. I don't think anywhere in that store is worth $25. Maybe management, and that's it.
Time, you know, and they were, you know, four or five employees, they were putting big displays all the way up there on the top shelf and that, and it's like, man, they're just asking a little bit much. If she hangs it up, she'll probably just go ahead and wait to retire and that, not find anything. Cause, I mean, she's worked this one like 30-something years, so she just, you know, gets a little nervous starting something new. You know, Mickey D's, you can, right there at the house, you can walk to it, but the, you know, then you're with a bunch of 20-year-olds that don't care. And then you're back in the same shit as you were when you left the place.
For HKX, my question is I'm no, my generation is the last of the ones that are doing anything, for the most part. What happens when they retire?
Gotta be screwed. On that, you'll have to get a bunch of Chinese people to come over here to run everything.
And I'm not even saying my generation's all that great. I'm around a bunch of them that are just as lazy, if not worse.
We start all retiring. We can't find anybody. You can't find anybody to pass the background check, you know. And then, did you hear me talking about what had happened at her work yesterday?
Saying something about it, but I couldn't make it out.
You know, at times you're the only cashier up there. They stay busy as heck on a wait most of the time. And then, you know, somebody will call in an order, a lunch order, at 9 a.m. And they called in six orders with six different credit cards. You got to write it all down. You got to remember to put it in at the right time, you know, and hope you don't lose the information. And, you know, there's, I told her, I said, the programmer should be able to hit you a button, and instead of hitting a button to say send to the kitchen, hit a button to hit delay and let it put it in. But, you know, they won't do it, and they were just getting on to her and everything. It's like she's the only one that cares. You got a bunch of people that, you know, they're always gone, or they're just, you know, sloughing off and that. And so it just is frustrating. You can't, you know, they went out for the one girl's birthday and that, and then they come in an hour late.
The not on time thing, that's a big one.
I was saying about the time I jumped on, it's like the lowest performance that you're willing to accept becomes your highest standard.
Correct. We're catering to the weakest link. Instead of bringing everybody up, we're bringing everybody down.
And people are like, why should I even care?
Struggle because they don't have that manpower and help to do it.
It's frustrating, and now you go, you're gonna you're going to experience more supply chain issues and everything now that COVID or China's starting to lock down and everything. So it's going to get way worse.
Talking to one of our tool suppliers yesterday afternoon, and he said several of the plants, manufacturing plants in China, were completely shut down. Nobody was even in them because they got a new COVID outbreak.
Down whole towns, and you couldn't even be out on the street.
And I was watching some news yesterday about the wheat drought over there. There's a huge drought, so they're not going to have the wheat crop that they normally have. And same thing here, there's a drought. The winter wheat has not got the moisture it needs out west. So what are we going to do? Or what's everybody going to eat? Because nobody's doing anything about it or any plan in place. And it's just in time, and it's not going to be in time.
You're right. We'll all be eating rice cakes, I guess. I called the company to find out what was up with my order. Just, you know, Hajoka over there in Taylor's. And it's like, well, the one valve, you know, they wanted to substitute the one valve because my boss called out a brand by name, you know, on the PO. And that, and it's like, man, that sucker's like a one-year backlog.
For us on our premium impact pinless swivels, we're talking next year before they start coming in.
This job's getting worse and worse, and the girl in the front office that does, you know, a lot of, I do the specialty ordering stuff, but she does the regular ordering that, you know, falls below the minimum, and they go ahead and order, and that, every time it tries to order something, the price is wrong. It just changes every day. It's a moving target. KN4 TFW.
Welder, I quoted a couple weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, and then the guy didn't order it, and the next week it was $400 more. It's like you can't make any money that way. I did the same thing. Guy quoted me a ladder. You know, it's kind of a, you know, a metal ladder that you can attach to something, not a roll around ladder or anything. And he quoted it to me, and he quoted me 4 weeks, and then the very next week I ordered it, and then it was like 12 weeks.
And one of the vendors I use on their website, they give you a stock quantity. I went on there yesterday, and the stock quantities on a lot of stuff is 1, 2. When you're trying to supply a whole nation worth of tools, that's nothing.
Lockers. Little lockers you got to assemble. I think it was 3 wide and 6 tall. And I ordered one. And the company sent 4. They sent 4 of them. It's like, damn, really? I just needed one. Now I got to send back the other 3.
Three-tier cart last week, and instead of the cart, I got a step stool.
Close. Good help's hard to find these days. Jump is the only ones working.
I don't know what the answer is anymore. I'll just about give up trying to find out. I just do my thing the best I can, and that's all I know to worry about.
No sense stressing over it because you can't change anything. I know the daughter stresses over all the stuff that's happening, and it's like all it's going to do is make you sick, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
The point of stressing over it, like you say, it's just going to make you sick while you're here. I don't know. Sometimes I think if that happens, I just want to be the first one out of here.
It looks like everybody's trying to make the move to that digital currency so that you can just, you know, lock everybody out or say you can't do this or you didn't get your COVID shot, so now your interest rate is this, or hey, you bought too much gas and that, and you can just lock down the whole country like that, no problem.
Yeah, they're trying to go to that social credit score platform, so we'll see.
cause a war over here, right?
To do that anymore. I was listening to radio last week and earlier this week. They've done a survey about asking people if war come to this country, would you stay and fight or would you run? Well, over 50% of people said they would run.
Democrats.
Well, they broke it out into Republican, Independent, Democrat, and Democrat was the highest party to run, but not to say the Republicans and Independents weren't far behind. Where are you going to go?
Yes, you ain't going to Canada because they ain't going to let you in, you know what I mean? And there ain't going to be no work. You know, my son was an illegal immigrant up there for 10 years.
Again?
I must have been jumping off the interstate.
Pretty close to on schedule. I'm coming up on Sandy Flats.
Gas tax to fix the roads, and that now they want to do away with the gas tax. It's like, really? Well, I bet that don't work out well.
For a short period of time, and then they'll come back and double it or triple it.
For a year. We should be out of the recession in a couple of years. We ain't got a couple of years.
Either that way, with the way things look now.
But now to think about it, in a couple of years, you'll have a different president. I was reading articles where it said that, you know, 30% of the Democrats don't think he should run again for a second term. Hell, he shouldn't have ran for the first one.
Or if he even knows he did.
He just, you know, he's so stupid, he's just a puppet.
Poor Ace-Gex, were you able to find that valve you were looking for?
They're going to have to sub it. He said he talked to my boss about a year and a half ago about, you know, doing a substitute that was equally as good and that, and it was easier to get and, you know, more cost effective and that, and he said they agreed on it, but my boss couldn't remember and that, and so now I got to get the information on the proposed valve and get the okay to sub it.
They've been working on this project for a year with a year back order and still don't have the part.
Went out of my stock. It was a stock valve that I stocked. And that, but I finally used up all my stock, so it's trying to order again. And then I needed one for a project that's coming up. And it's like, hey, we're just talking about a steam gate valve and not anything special.
I misunderstood. I thought you really had a project going, not your stock valve parts.
Work order to run a steam line and that, but my regular stock ran out, and I couldn't pull from it, and so I had to, you know, order for regular stock and order another one. But now it's like, hey, why didn't you send my stuff? And it's like, well, we were holding it because we got an issue with this. And it's like, but nobody will tell you that there's an issue unless you call.
Have you heard the repeater ID lately?
I've heard ID since we've been on, but I hadn't really been paying attention to KN4TFW.
I don't remember hearing it, and I was just trying to think. Did I get my call sign out? So I was trying to make sure I stayed legal.
Oh, you've done it 3 or 4 times since we've been talking. I've probably done it less than you.
But I think I'm going to have to now. I've got a diesel truck that they didn't want me to work on it last week. And they thought they could handle it. Well, come find out it left and come right back. It boomeranged. And now they won't know what's really wrong with it.
Buddy shop.
Probably so. On another buddy's truck, so we'll see. Guys think they're going to work on vehicles when they don't have the tools or won't buy the tools to do the jobs. I mean, they don't even have a fuel pressure gauge set up that'll work. you got to cobble something together and try to make it work and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, guys, you're on flat rate. You ain't got time for this.
And then you make the customer mad and they don't come back because you can't fix it.
You can't justify spending the $500 or $600, whatever it is now, to buy the tool. I said, well, how many times have you used this tool and had to waste an hour trying to figure out how to hook it up in the past year? Oh, quite a few. I'm like, well, there you go. There you would have made the money to pay for it.
I just don't see it that way.
There it is. I don't get it. I don't see how you can not understand that you're going to have to invest in the tools to do your job and invest in yourself in the meantime to be better at what you're doing. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, they just, like you said, you know, you won't be able to find anybody in 10 years to be able to work on anything because they won't know anything.
Another thing that's sad about it is a lot of shop owners are the same way. They don't want to invest in the tools that are required to do their job and continue training and, you know, learning how to work on the stuff that's coming out. It's a constant battle. It never ends. You won't do it for the rest of your career.
Stuff coming out is, you know, over the pay grade of most of the employees anyway. But I'm going to have to say 7-3 to get on in here and get my party started. So you have a good one down there in Greer today, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
And have a good day. I'm getting on Wade Hampton now, so don't beep just a minute more. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.